фантастично е това, което се случва сега по радиото. Имаме директна телефонна линия с самия Дари Филд от страхотните Cradle of Field. Mr. Field, good evening, how are you?
I'm good, thank you.
Can you hear me okay?
I hear you perfectly.
Fantastic. So, basically, there are plenty of things to talk about in this burgeoning world with so many things happening. But basically, the idea of having you with us tonight is Hammer of the Witches, the 11th studio album. It was officially born like only a week ago. How does it feel now? You know all the stuff, when something's born, there is the afterbirth depression and stuff. You've been expecting something to get out and blah, blah, blah,
that's
and everything.
A hangover.
Yeah. Yeah, well, that's probably a better word. Are you happy?
Yeah, it's been an incredible amount of work. I've done over 230 interviews for the album over the last few months. And there's been press trips and just a lot of organisation and, you know, a lot of worry and a lot of stress. But we're getting in a lot of good reviews and people's comments now, so the afterburn hasn't really settled in.
Mm-hmm. Въпросът беше сега, след като албумът излезе, практически той има ли унази следродилна депресия, той каза, или махмурлук. Много работихме за това. Имах до този момент над 230 интервюта по повод албума, но реакциите по принцип са общо взето позитивни. И мисля, че наистина свършихме страхотна работа, така че нещата сега започват да се наместват. To what extent, I mean, you're not obviously new to the scene, though the music scene and the whole climate had dramatically changed for the last 20 years. To what extent we can say that Hammer of the Witches was a challenge for you personally? And actually, was it a challenge at all?
Of course it was a challenge. Every album is fantastic hard work. And then we all obviously had to overcome the problem people might have had with us having two new guitarists, and the fact that they needed incorporating into the lineup. That was born out of total necessity as well, as our previous guitarist couldn't carry on with the band. Well, they both couldn't carry on, as one had an extensive neck operation that put him out of work for about a year, and the other guy, Paul, had some issues and work in America. So it wasn't a case of firing anybody, it was born out of necessity for touring, and the band just grew very close together and was playing a lot of older material, and from that it spawned the idea then to start writing an album, which I guess is what you do anyway. And it's just worked out very well. But yeah, a lot of hard work, and obviously you've got to overcome the mountain as well of people's expectations. Not only because you've got a new band, but because, you know, people want to hear a certain style of Cradle of Filth, and perhaps they were a little bit happy with this, or they've got their opinions about that. And so, yeah, it's a bit of a mountain to climb. So it's always a worry, but it's thoroughly enjoyable.
Имаше ли предизвикателство, когато трябваше да направите този албум? Дари каза адски много неща. Това е като планина, която трябва да изкачиш, защото в всяко произведение на изкуството, което започваш да правиш, трябва да го възприемаш така. Знаете, че имаме двама китаристи. Всъщност не изгонихме предишните. Единият от тях имаше бизнес в неща да оправя в Америка. Другият трябваше да се подложи на операция на шията. Така че естествено, че имаше притеснение по отношение на това как ще възприемат хората новата група. Също и е ясно, че те имат определени очаквания към група с стила на Cradle of Field. Това няма как да не те постави под известно напрежение, но на мен така ми харесва. You mentioned that you had to do this fantastic promo job with over 230 interviews and stuff. Yeah, I mean, is it because, well, this German label, Nuclear Blast, are particularly good in doing this? And you guys have been through many, many interesting labels through the years. How does it feel today with Nuclear Blast?
It feels very good. Like you say, we've had our pick of some very great labels over the years. And so we've seen everything from small independents through to major labels like Sony and Roadrunner. But Nuclear Blast seemed to be the sort of record company of choice at the moment. There's a lot of bands, big bands, that signed to Nuclear Blast, Slayer, Lamb of God. I think Wasp may have just signed, Machine Head, Nightwish, you know, Anthrax. This festival at the weekend was testament to that fact, because literally every band, I think, aside from Dream Theater, were basically on Nuclear Blast, mm-hmm. or affiliated with it, but they're doing a great job. They seem to have their fingers in a lot of pies, they've got offices around the world. They work closely with the bands. I'm friends now with several people from both the German and the English offices. And yeah, they've done a great job. They're quite imaginative as well. So, I mean, I'm the first one to complain about anything to do with the record company, but I'm pretty much happy with Nuclear Blast at present.
Yeah, that's why I ask you that. I've been following you, saying stories about record labels through the years in magazines and stuff. Попитах го, добре, де всъщност причината сега да направите толкова интервюта, до сега само повече от 230. Причината е, че вече работите с Nuclear Blast и вие сте работили с толкова много страхотни компании през годините, дори и с Sony, припомни ми, Дари, Roadrunner, в един момент бяха с Music for Nations. Да, всъщност те се вършат страхотна работа в момента, да работят може би с най-големите групи на света, Slayer, Lamb of God, Machine Head, Anthrax, Testament бяха на един фестивал, на който всъщност свирихме сега преди няколко дни. Може би Dream Theater бяха единствената група, която не беше с Nuclear Blast. Наистина вършат чудесна работа. А пък, както знаете, аз съм последният човек, който не би казал, или по-скоро първият човек, който се оплаква и сочи грешките на звукозаписните компании. Така че мога да кажа, че те наистина вършат страхотна работа. Through the years, Cradle of Filth, intentionally or not, has become like a symbol of the UK, of the British musical scene. I mean, like, now you're on the same label with one of your biggest competitors for the world's black metal throne, Dimmu Borgir, but this is not what I'm asking here. We know that probably Maiden has been the classical heavy metal symbol and logo of Britain. Do you think that Cradle of Filth is still the biggest extreme UK metal export?
I presume so. If you can name another one, I'd be interested.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I think so. I think worldwide, as you mentioned, people obviously see us as the face, as part of the face of just the British metal scene, really. Obviously you've got Sabbath and Priest and Maiden. Then you've got more contemporary acts like Bullet from the Valentine and Bringing the Horizon and things like that. The extreme metal scene, Napalm Death, Carcass, Paradise Lost, Anathema. I think Cradle of Filth sits quite nicely up there. And I think it's more, I think it brings it more to people's attention as well, the fact that we have a kind of archaic atmosphere in the lyricism and the artwork, that neoclassical feel that draws especially people from overseas, like the States and South America, South Africa, you know, that sort of thing, Australia. I think that endears them to bands like Cradle of Filth and Maiden because of the subject matter that we sing about.
Окей, тук попитах Дари дали той осъзнава и дали всъщност наистина е така, че Cradle of Filth през всичките тези години успяха да се превърнат като един от големите символи на британското в музиката, по същия начин, по който в по-класическия метал с Iron Maiden. Дали Cradle of Filth в момента са най-големия износ на острова по отношение на екстремен метал? Дари каза, да, всъщност бих се изненадал, ако посочите някой друг. Но иначе ясно е, че има и други по-стари групи, като Judas Priest, Black Sabbath и от по-съвременните Bullet for My Valentine, Bring Me the Horizon, екстремната сцена с Napalm Death, Anathema, Paradise Lost, но всъщност това, което прави, образно казано, толкова атрактивни Cradle of Filth е това, че ние играем много и с дизайна, тези атмосферни неща, които вкарват клавирите, а и нещата, за които пеем по същия начин като Maiden, привличат много хора и в Северна Америка, Южна Америка, Южна Африка, Австралия и така нататък. Важно е за какво пеем. Извинете, може би се чудите как запомням всичко, което той казва. Всъщност тук си записвам с химикалка върху един лист паралелно, докато той говори. Опитвам се.
Well, I'll ask you a question that probably you've been asked but in the past. Do you believe in God?
I believe in a semblance of it. Not quite as one would imagine. It's a bit complicated for me to start talking about it now. But in a semblance of a God figure, but not the one that most people would consider.
Този въпрос доста важен. Попитах Дари. Всъщност, след толкова години и нещата, които се говорят и служаме за теб, вярваш ли в Бог? Той каза, вярвам в нещо подобно. Това е твърде дълга тема и ще ни отнеме адски много време да навлизаме в подробности, но вярвам в нещо подобно, което не е това, в което повечето хора вярват.
Well, do you think that since the 90s and probably the early days of the new century were a bit more about freedom and stuff, no so much censorship and everything, because everything was...
It may appear so in your country, but I don't believe so here. I think it's pretty much the same. We've become more tolerant. We've become more tolerant of looking intolerant. So people will tolerate different religions, different sexual preferences, different castes, different ideologies. But I think censorship is just as strict as it's always been. And I think religion is just as daft as it's always been. And I think if you look at the obviously this whole business now with ISIS and Mohammedan extremists and the rise of the Klan in America, I think both racial prejudice and religious prejudice is on the rise. I think it's only going to get worse.
Basically,
the more the world fills up with people, the more idiots you've got to add to this whole chaotic, you know, cauldron.
Right. Попитах Дари Филд предвид факта, че цензурата намаля в края на 90-те години и първите тези години на новия век. Той бе прекъсна и каза, може и така да е във вашата страна, но тук нищо не се е променило. Цензурата винаги си е имало. Може да има промяна в отношението на това как някои демонстрират толерантност към тези, които са толерантни към различните раси, религии, сексуални предпочитания, касти и така нататък, но цензурата винаги си я има. А що се касае пък за религиите, виждате този ислямски фундаментализъм, който се става все по-силен и по-силен, възраждането на клана, Ку Клукс Клан в Америка. Изобщо земята в момента вече е пренаселена и всичките тези хора я превръщат в нещо като врящ котел. Are you optimistic for the future of the humankind then?
No, not at all. I think we're fucked, to be fair. In perfect honesty, and I worry about my children really, because...
На въпроса ми дали е оптимистичен за бъдещето на човечеството, Дари каза, не, изобщо не съм и честно казано мисля, че всичко отива по дяволите. Защото цялото това пренаселване на земята води до изключително много, всъщност, неразрешими проблеми. Вече ги виждаме и те са много разнообразни. Ще започне да ни липсва храна, нямаме достатъчно ресурси да се преборим с болестите, епидемии, пандемии, предизвикват се много природни катаклизми и всъщност тук намеси много супер антибиотиците, които се разработват в Азия. Но в крайна сметка, може би не е приятно да се казва такова нещо, но наистина трябва да се направи програма за това да се намали раждаемостта. Максимум 2 деца. Така, наистина трябва да се мисли за бъдещето на човечеството от такава гледна точка. И правителствата не трябва да са толкова загрижени за чувствата на хората, колкото за тяхното бъдеще и бъдещето на цялата ни раса.
Two more questions to go. One goes for Devilment. I was pretty much impressed hearing that you did Beds Are Burning by Midnight Oil. A pretty political band in a way. Are you planning to do more Devilment in the future?
Well, we played at the weekend, as I said. Mm-hmm. We're busy writing a new album. We have a video coming out on August the 20th to coincide with the Summer Breeze Festival.
What song for?
It's for Sanity Hits of Perfect Zero.
Mm-hmm.
We're also going to be releasing a single later in the year, which is going to be a precursor to the new album, which we're writing now. Devilment's going to continue. It runs, obviously, alongside my main everyday job, which is Cradle of Filth. And everybody in the band in Devilment are quite aware, you know, obviously that's where my allegiances lie. And with the current tour cycle and the fact that Cradle's got a new album out, obviously I'm going to be very busy, entrenched in everything Cradle of Filth at the present. But because Devilment are very local, the whole band live quite close to where I live here. In fact, the drummer lives two streets away and the guitarist lives probably about three or four streets away from where I live. So we're able to get together when Cradle of Filth, you know, when I'm not busy with Cradle of Filth, which is quite a lot of the time. But yes, it would definitely continue.
Is it still, though, can we say that Cradle of Filth is still a very British band, having to check in the lineup?
Well, it's got one Scottish player.
Mm-hmm.
The bass player, Daniel, Scottish. Our keyboardist is from Toronto in Canada. We've got the two people from the Czech Republic, whom we call the Czech Mates.
Mm-hmm.
And then myself and Richard Shaw, the other guitarist, live in England, but we both live in different parts. He lives up north, I live down south. But I would say the ideology behind the band, the crew's English, the management's English. The sentiments, I suppose, are quite British as well, you know, because the lyricism dominates quite a lot of the, you know, works in tandem, parallel with the music, which is obviously the most important part. But yeah, I would consider us still as a very British band.
Well, here comes the last question, Danny. You made all the headlines and you're still making it with the memories of that T-shirt, Jesus is a Cunt. Would you dare to make a T-shirt, Mohammed is a Cunt?
I don't think many people would be that stupid, really. I know it's ironic that you could get away with that, but I'm sure there's a lot of bands out there who have done far worse than Cradle have over the years, who would just jump at the chance to try and get some publicity out of something controversial. But they wouldn't, because obviously, you know, unless they really want to put... I think if anybody does it, they're going to be putting their country in jeopardy. And I think their family in jeopardy, their lives, their livelihood, their music in jeopardy. Because it's an uncontrollable force at the moment. Nobody, you know. And I think it's a very, very dangerous sort of place to visit, to try and stir up some more trouble with that, with what's been going on recently. I mean, look, another terrorist attack or a thwarted terrorist attack in Tunisia over the weekend. Everybody's on high alert. And I think it would just totally antagonise the situation. The thing behind our T-shirt, Jesus is a Cunt, was we weren't looking for religious prejudice. At the time, it was an anarchic statement, and Jesus was a position of authority that wasn't really harming anyone real. So it wasn't like saying Ronald Reagan is a cunt, or, you know, the Pope is a cunt as such. It was a figurehead that a lot of people looked to in false spirituality, that we thought was a good idea. And at the time, it was actually a little bit more comedic as well. We thought it was funny, as opposed to being, you know, a totem of some, you know, religious apathy or attack. So yeah, I'm surprised as much as anybody that it's still rears its ugly head from time to time. And obviously, this year we had the incident in New Zealand where some woman tried to deface the exhibit that housed the T-shirt. And by doing that, which was ironic, she, you know, brought it to the attention of the whole world. But when we created that T-shirt, we didn't really think it would have so many echoes, I guess, so many ripples throughout the years.
Yeah, but still, basically, what I wanted to get behind that question and you answer.
No, the answer is no, because we're not one of those bands. We are not a shock rock band. We've done a few things over the years that to us seems quite natural.
Well, yeah.
That have upset other people, but generally, we get moaned at for not being that, that we're too gothically poetic, or, you know, we don't use enough imagery, or we have too many of artistic aspirations, like writing books and comics, and so no.
Yeah, well, what I wanted just to get out of these stories that unfortunately you are definitely right before, like saying that the world is not that fun anymore because now you can't do anything like this. All right, so hey, thank you for being with us, and I'll talk to you later. Затворих линията и на Дари Филд от Cradle of Field. Трите последни неща, за които говорихме. Знаете, онази изключително скандална фланелка, която групата направи, Jesus is a cunt, която се превърна в огромен скандал и постоянно връща Cradle of Field в различни секции и новини. Въпросът беше дали те биха направили фланелка днес Мохамед. Е, Кант, той каза, не, никой не е чак толкова тъп на света, че да направи нещо такова. Всъщност, през всичките тези години естествено имало групи, които са правили много по-лоши неща от нас. Днес обаче да не мисля, че някой би поставил собствената си държава цялата в опасност или собственото си семейство в опасност заради нещо такова. Адски е опасно. Има такива неконтролируеми сили на света. Видяхте какво се случи в Тури с тези атаки терористични там срещу британски туристи и други туристи, които починаха, т.е. бяха убити. Историята с нашата фланелка. Всъщност, на времето ние да атакувахме по-скоро предразсъдъците от анархистична гледна точка. Не направихме фланелка за някой като Роналд Рейган или папата, че е кънт. По-скоро, като използвахме Исус като символ на фалшивата духовност и така нататък, ние сме били винаги по-скоро от друга гледна точка гледали на нещата, от по-комедийно настроение, не атака срещу вярата на някого. Самият аз съм изключително изненадан от това, което се случва непрекъснато с популярността на тази фланелка, където съвсем наскоро в Нова Зеландия една жена опита да заличи този образ, но на практика отново върна фланелката ни Jesus is a cunt в новините. Ние не сме шок-рок група. Ние сме по-скоро готик поети. Преди това говорихме за това дали всъщност предвид факта, че има вече двама чехи в Cradle of Field, дали все още е британска група. Той каза, всъщност ситуацията е такава. Имаме един шотландец, Дан, един канадец, двама чехи, които да речем чешките приятели. Аз и Ричард сме англичани, но той живее на север, аз на юг. Но екипът ни е английски, също така, както и менеджмента и изобщо цялата ни концепция, текстовете, които са много важни за нас. И всъщност, преди това попитах и за Devilment, чието хит, кавър версията на парчето на Midnight Oil, една много политически наострена и заострена австралийска група, Beds Are Burning, те записаха. Дали ще има още Devilment? Той каза, да, свирихме сега заедно. Освен това, басистът, китаристът живеят на 2-3 преки от мен. И когато не съм зет с Cradle of Field, основното ми занимание, което все пак ми отнема много време, разбира се, аз действам с тези момчета. Работим усилено по втория ни албум в момента. Между другото, ще имаме и ново видео сега на 21 август. Попитах на кое парче. Той каза на това, което е осмо в албума. Sanity Hits A Perfect Zero. Припомням ви, че първи албум на Devilment с звукарите на
Дари Филд, The Great and Secret Show, излезе миналата година на 31 октомври. И така, това беше Дари Филд от Cradle of Filth и Devilman. Ето ги Devilman с тази кавър версия на Beds Are Burning. Tangra Metal Shock.